Scooter has his eye on a brand new pair of shoes.
Where did you get the shoes?
I stole them.
Stole them? Are you crazy?
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Listen Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Do you ever wonder who makes the rules about what to wear? And why do the people who make the rules get to make the rules? Of course, no one has a hard time figuring out who makes the rules at Terrarium Elementary School. Everyone knows it's Skink and his iguana friends. Liz and Spike try to ignore Skink's silly standards, but sometimes Skink gets under Liz and Spike's tough lizard skin, and they find themselves paying more attention to the silly rules than they would like.
Did you see Skink's new basketball shoes? They're called Leapers, and they're black with squiggly orange lines.
Yeah, I saw them. Everybody at school saw them. That's all he and his friends talked about today. I saw the commercial for the shoes on TV last night, too. They're guaranteed to change a lazy, lackadaisical, lackluster lizard into a leaping lizard.
Skink says they make him dribble with dexterity.
And pass with pizzazz.
And dunk with dazzle.
You'd fall and foul.
Whoa, Scooter, you better not say that in front of Skink.
Yeah.
He doesn't think he ever makes a mistake. So, Liz, why is Scooter hanging with us today anyhow?
He's staying in my house for a couple weeks. His parents are taking a course in web design at the Spider Academy.
A couple weeks?
Yeah.
That's a ready-made little brother. Don't you know brothers are bothers?
Aw, come on, Spike. He's not so bad. Hurry, Scooter.
Oh, just minding my own business.
Whoa, did you see Skink's shot? He was halfway across the court and he still made the basket.
You got your leapers yet, Spike? You know you won't make the team unless you're wearing the best of the best. You gotta be a leaping lizard to be on the squad this year.
Don't pay any attention to him, Spike. He's just trying to make us jealous like he always does.
How about you, Liz? You been shoe shopping?
I already have basketball shoes, Skink. I just got them last month.
Right. Are they the kind that light up when you jump up and down? I was just wondering because the little kid next door has some and they're so cute.
I'm not going to answer him. I'm not going to let him get to me.
Well, I can for sure tell the other iguanas won't have to worry about you making the team. Not with light-up shoes. Maybe you could be on the same team as the little kid next door.
They're not light-up shoes!
Funny. I thought we weren't paying attention to Skink. Isn't that what you just said to me?
Yeah, I did say that. But he just bugs me. Of course, my shoes are just as great as super-duper Skink shoes.
Right. If the shoe fits, wear it.
I'll see. Till, maybe there is something about those leapers. Just watch Skink and Company handle that ball.
Yeah, they're sure dribbling with dexterity.
Yeah, and passing with pizzazz.
Oh, and dunking with dazzle.
What do you think, Spike? Do we need to get some leapers?
Earth to Liz, they cost $127.98.
Yeah.
Where did we get that kind of money?
Liz and Spike didn't know anyone was listening to their conversation. But Scooter's class was also on the playground. As soon as he saw Liz and Spike, he ran over to talk with them. Hanging out with the big guys made him feel cool.
You guys still talking about the leapers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Skink and his friends are getting to you, right? They get to everybody. Wait, I thought you said you already had basketball shoes, Liz.
Oh, we're just talking.
Yeah, because they are cool shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, don't they cost like $1 million?
Yeah, they might as well have. Yeah. They sure cost more than we have.
You know, I'm thinking, Spike. I'm thinking. I'm coming up with a plan.
Yes, I'm waiting.
Okay, plan A. Let's go talk to Grandpa Noli and ask him to loan us some money.
And if Grandpa Noli does not go along with our plan, then what?
Well, you know what they say. If you can't make a deal, you gotta steal.
Agreed. High five!
Yeah!
Liz and Spike thought about plan A. How could they get Grandpa Noli to loan them the money? Scooter thought about it, too. He wondered what would happen if Grandpa Noli said no to the deal. What was plan B? How do you steal basketball shoes? Grandpa Anoli was in his workshop, busy making Granny Gecko a new cupboard for her kitchen.
Hey, Grandpa.
Hey, boys.
Hey, great cupboard, Grandpa. Who's it for?
Oh, I'm making Granny Gecko a cupboard, because she needs a place to store her flightless fruit flies.
Oh, it's
been a good year for fruit flies, and she certainly has more than she knows what to do with.
Yeah.
Okay, boys. Time for the paint to dry. Now, what can I do for you?
You tell him, Liz.
Oh, thanks. Have you seen the commercial for those new basketball shoes? They're called Leapers.
Those the ones with the squiggly orange lines all over them?
Yeah,
they're the ones.
Uh-huh.
Ugliest shoes I've ever seen.
Oh, but Grandpa, it's just like the advertisement says. They're guaranteed to change a lazy, lackadaisical, lackluster lizard into a leaping lizard.
Don't you believe it.
Huh?
No shoes can change a lizard's athletic ability.
Grandpa, they can make you dribble with dexterity.
And pass with pizzazz.
And dunk with dazzle.
And fall and foul.
Hush your mouth,
Scooter.
Let me make a guess here. Skink and his gang of iguanas are wearing leapers these days. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. You're always right.
No, Liz, no one is always right. You know that.
Yeah.
But I do know a lot about kids, and I know how easy it is to follow the crowd.
But these shoes work, Grandpa.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is you will not loan us the money for leapers?
No, I will not.
Aww. Grandpa, come on, we're willing to make a deal. We could work for you, and you could pay us for cleaning up your workshop or weeding your garden or something.
If you're planning on getting a job to pay for the shoes, you need to work for someone else.
Grandpa!
I'm not in the business of paying kids so they can be crowd followers.
No. Grandpa Anoli went back to his painting, and Liz, Spike, and Scooter headed home. The visit was certainly not a good one.
No, Grandpa, deal. Well, now we gotta come up with another plan.
Well, remember what we said. If we can't make a deal, we gotta steal.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh.
Liz and Spike were perplexed. They sat on the front steps of the Lacerda house.
Well, guess that's it. We're not gonna get basketball shoes. We just don't have the money.
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe Grandpa actually gave us an idea for Plan B. He said we should work for somebody else.
Yeah, but who would hire us?
Oh, I don't know. I'm thinking.
Always a dangerous thing.
Hey!
Whoa, did your neighbors rake their leaves?
Spike, that's it.
What's it?
We could rake leaves. Let's see.
Yeah.
The shoes cost $127.98. That means if we charge $10 per yard, we'd have to rake 13 yards to get enough.
Forgetting something? There's two of us.
Oh.
Duh. We need two pairs of shoes.
Okay,
unless you're planning on wearing the right shoe and I wear the left, or you wear the shoes on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, and I wear the
Okay,
Tuesday,
okay,
Saturday,
all right,
Saturday,
all right, Spike, I got
Sunday.
It. We need to rake 26 yards.
Right. Do you have a rake?
No. Dad broke ours trying to get rid of a tree root.
We don't have one because there's no trees in our yard.
No.
But wait. I think the hardware store is having a sale on rakes.
Hey!
I remember seeing a sign when I went there with my mom last night. Let's go check it out.
Well, I've got some money. Come on, let's go!
So Liz, Spike, and Scooter headed for the hardware store. Spike was right. Rakes were on sale cheap, so the boys bought two of them.
Now what? We have the rakes. What do we do? Just go up and down the street asking if we can clean yards?
Nah, we gotta be professional.
Okay.
We need flyers. Come on, we can pizzazz and dazzle on the computer.
All right.
Yeah, Dad brought home some orange neon scrap paper from work. We can use that.
Yeah, but first we need a name for our company.
Oh, no problemo. How about the Spike and Liz Biz?
Okay.
How about we hurry home? It's supper time and I'm hungry.
I better get home. It's late. We'll get these flyers out in the morning. Then we'll have the rest of the day to rake up the leaves and rake in the money.
Yeah. Bye, Spike.
Oh, look at the rain.
Where did that come from? I didn't know it was supposed to rain tonight. Those weather guys are never right. Oh, Spike's gonna get soaked.
He sure is.
That wind sure is blowing, too. Well, Spike and I have got a lot of hard work to do tomorrow.
I can help, too. Well, maybe I could put the leaves into the trash bags.
Oh, no. trash bags. Jim? We don't have trash bags. Oh, that'll be even more money.
Liz, wake up. It's been windy and raining all night, but now the sun is shining. Today's a great day for raking leaves.
Liz wasn't exactly excited about getting out of bed. He buried his head under the pillow, then slowly pushed the covers off and stretched. Then, once again, he flopped down on his bed, finally gave a big groan, and stood up.
Come on, Liz, hurry up.
Okay, okay.
Oh, what a beautiful day it is.
You're right, Scooter. It is a beautiful... Oh, no.
Oh, no. What do you mean?
Look at the yard, Scooter. They're all clean. The wind blew the leaves clear out of Tulane. By this time, they're probably in Clawburg or some other place, and we still don't have the money to get those shoes.
I'm really sorry, Liz. I really, really am.
Ah, come on, Scooter. It's not your fault.
What are you going to do?
Well, I won't ever be a basketball star, that's for sure.
As soon as breakfast was over, Liz and Scooter walked down the block to Spike's house. Spike, too, had figured out that the Spike and Liz biz had ended in a fizzle.
Hey, you two. I was hoping you'd come so I could tell you about my visitors.
What?
Skink and crew stopped by before.
Here? At your house? Why?
Only to remind us that basketball tryouts are getting closer,
and
that we would not make the team unless we wear leapers.
Well, that possibility is getting more and more impossible.
Look at it this way. You've got two new rakes.
Yeah, and absolutely no leaves.
So you could go into another kind of business.
Yeah, like what?
Yeah.
Name one, Scooter.
I heard the Tureen Times is looking for newspaper carriers.
Yeah, or maybe we could deliver pizzas.
Just then, Spike's mom came out of the house, her arms filled with boxes and bags.
Will you three be okay for about 15 minutes?
Yes, sure, Mom.
Yeah. Mrs. Jones is working in her garden next door if you need anything. I have to run this over to the mall service center for Saturday's Fall Mall Carnival.
Sure, Mom.
Okay.
Mom's on the carnival committee this year. She said they have more booths than ever before. That's why she's been so busy the past month. So much to do. Wait a minute.
What?
That's it, guys.
What?
You can bake cakes or something for the carnival. Anyone's allowed to have a booth for free. Whoa. And crowds come.
Do we even know how to bake? Huh? Do we? Come on, think about what you're saying, Spike.
Mom will help us.
Spike, you just said your mom was really busy with things to do. She is not going to want to take the time to teach us to bake.
Suddenly, Liz jumped up. His eyes sparkled and his tail banged against the ground in excitement.
Wait a minute. Maybe your mom can't help us, but I know Granny Gecko would. She could teach us how to make her amazing, flightless fruit fly brownies. Grandpa Noli said she had plenty of flightless fruit flies. And Granny Gecko loves for us to visit her. I just know she'd help us.
Let's call her right away.
So the boys went in the house and called Granny Gecko. They explained that they wanted to make flightless fruit fly brownies for the Fall Mall Carnival. Liz didn't want to tell her that they were doing it to save money for leaper basketball shoes. He knew they'd get the same lecture from her that they did from Grandpa Anoli.
I'd be delighted to make flightless fruit fly brownies with you boys. I have everything you need right here.
All right. Well, we're going to need 127 brownies. We'll price them at $2 a piece.
Yeah.
Sounds as if you boys are saving up for something special.
Yeah, we need the money for these awesomely new...
Stuff for school. Stuff for school.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Stuff for school.
Yes, thank you.
So the next afternoon, Liz, Spike, and Scooter rode out to Granny Gecko's farm. They worked hard mixing and pouring and baking the brownies. Then they wrapped each one in foil. They were ready for Saturday's Fall Mall Carnival.
Whew, that was a lot of baking.
Now, if we can sell all of them at the carnival, we should be... Hey, Scooter, stop it! Quit sneaking in the brownies!
Sorry, can I just have one?
No.
Come on, Scooter, we need it for Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday morning, Spike, Liz, and Scooter set up their booth at the Fall Mall Carnival.
Look, they open the door. Give your best lizard smiles, we gotta sell these brownies.
And we've been standing here for 2 hours, and we haven't made any money.
Well, that's not technically true. Lucille bought two brownies.
only because she's our friend and wants to help us out.
Oh, hey, guys. Why, look who's coming. It's Skink and his gang.
Now, that means trouble.
Yeah, they're stopping at the balloon popping booth. This should be fun to watch.
Yeah.
Whoa! Did you see where Skink threw that first dart?
No.
He wasn't even aiming at the balloon. He threw it way over the booth.
Oh, man.
Hello, boys.
Hey,
how's
Grandpa.
Business?
Oh, not so good, Grandpa. No way. Lucille bought 2 brownies, but other than that, nothing. Everybody's over at that cotton candy booth. Yeah, they let you mix flavors, so all the kids are mixing red and blue so their tongues turn purple.
Well, I'll take 6. How's that?
Grandpa, watch out! They don't come up to your head! Duck! Duck!
Oh!
Spike, you saved me from a trip to the emergency room.
Wow!
Thanks.
Man, Skink threw that dart. I could smash his face in.
I don't think you'll have to, Spike. The mall guards are telling Skink and his friends to get out of the carnival. They were throwing those darts all over the place. They are acting really crazy.
That'll keep him from hassling us.
Well, yeah.
True.
All day, the boys stood behind their booth, smiling at the crowd as they walked by.
Well, I guess when you go to a carnival, you think about cotton candy and popcorn, and not flightless fruit fly brownies.
Yes, yes. Oh, nutritious too.
Yeah, now you can eat all the brownies you want, Scooter.
Yeah.
There's plenty. But we've got a problem. We still need shoes.
Yeah. Well, plan A, borrowing the money, didn't work. Plan B, raking the leaves, didn't work.
C, selling flightless fruit fly brownies at the Fall Mall Carnival, didn't work.
You know what's left?
If you can't make a deal, you gotta steal.
A lizard's gotta do what a lizard's gotta do.
As Liz and Spike cleaned up their booth, they talked about the best way to steal the shoes.
Hey, you know what would really be a good way to steal the leapers? Go to Joe's Sports Shed.
Oh, yes.
They always have those giggly teenage girls working in there. They talk on their cell phones and mess with the computers and tease the boys and never, ever pay any attention to the customers.
So, if we're down to plan D, steal the shoes, I say we head for Joe's.
What do you think about during the month of February? Well, Valentine's Day, of course. And Valentine's is kind of a cool time to show your friends, family, and even people at school that you like them, appreciate them, and respect them. Kids Corner has a great way to help you show that respect, appreciation, and love. You can download our free Valentine's Day cards. Just go to kidscorner.net, click on the Activities button, and then scroll down to the activities heading to download your cards. Once again, just go to kidscorner.net, click on the activities button, and celebrate Valentine's.
It was the Monday after the Saturday when the boys didn't sell the brownies. They've been eating the leftovers for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They never wanted to see a flightless fruit fly brownie again. Well, at least not for a week or so. School was over for the day, and Spike was over at the Lacerda's house to work on his math homework with Liz.
If a lizard had 49 scales on one leg and 54 on the other, and...
Okay.
Oh, man, these story problems are hard.
Come on, that's why we're doing them together, remember?
I know you add the two numbers, but then look at the second part of the... What's that?
What?
Liz, when did you get a pair of leapers?
What?
You didn't tell me you had the money to get the shoes.
What?
When were you at the store? Did your parents give you the money?
Oh, whoa. Chill, Spike. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right here under your bed.
What?
Are you saying they just showed up without you knowing how they got here?
Spike, look again at those shoes. They're leapers, all right, but they wouldn't fit my big feet.
Or mine.
But they would fit.
Scooter,
get in here.
What are you guys screaming about?
The shoes, Scooter. Where did you get the shoes? You couldn't have gotten the money from your parents. They won't even be home until the weekend.
I stole them.
Stole them? Are you crazy? It's not right to steal. What were you thinking, Scooter? Is your brain on vacation?
But you guys stole your shoes.
Hello? Do you see us with leapers?
Yeah.
Are we out there pizzazzing and dazzling on the basketball court?
No.
Are we, huh?
Uh-huh.
But you said you were heading to Joe's Sports Shed.
Scooter.
We're just messing around, you nitwit. Liz and I don't steal stuff. You know that.
Yeah.
I thought I knew it, but then you said that you were going to Joe's, so I thought it would be okay.
I have no idea what to do.
I know stealing is wrong, but I figured it was okay since you guys were going to go to Joe's.
Scooter.
Oh, I can't take them back.
What?
I'm scared about getting caught, and besides, I don't have any way to get over to Joe's again. Oh, and even if I did, what would I say?
Come on, let's ride out to Grandpa and Noe's. He'll be mad at Scooter, but he'll help us figure out what to do about the shoes.
It was not a happy threesome that rode out to Grandpa Anoli's.
Well, I didn't expect you boys back so soon. But from the looks on your faces, I'm guessing this isn't a happy visit.
No.
What's up?
Tell him, Scooter. Tell him how you stole the leapers.
The basketball shoes?
Yeah.
You stole them, Scooter?
Well,
why would you steal them? You know stealing is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Exactly what we told him.
Uh-huh. I told him there's lots of verses in the Bible about honesty. You'd think the kid would know that.
Now, hold on. I want to hear Scooter's side of the story.
So, Scooter told Grandpa Anoli how he had been hanging around with Liz and Spike and listening all week to their talk about the leapers. He told how the boys planned to rake leaves and then the leaves blew away. And they didn't sell very many brownies at the Fall Mall Carnival, either.
So they said they would steal the shoes because they couldn't get them any other way. Oh, they even said they'd steal them from Joe's Sport Shed because the team clerks always talk so much they never know what's happening. So I figured if they can steal, I can steal. So that's what I did.
Isn't what Scooter did the most horriblest thing you have ever heard, Grandpa Noli?
Well, no.
What?
I think what you and Spike did to Scooter was even more horrible.
What we did? What do you mean, what we did?
The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 22, to stay away from every kind of evil. You shouldn't say things that sound wrong.
Well,
you need to talk your walk as well as walk your talk. You don't think stealing is right, but you talk about doing it.
Well,
you can't have it both ways. That's wrong, and when you do it, you can make others stumble. Others like Scooter.
What does stumble mean?
Stumble means to trip, like when you trip over a step.
Okay.
Yeah, stumble also means to trip someone up so you can make them do something wrong, like you boys did to Scooter.
Oh, Grandpa, you always have a verse for everything.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a verse about joking about sin.
Now, wait a minute. Let me get my Bible. I know some other verses that perfectly fit the situation. Let's see here. What's that reference here? Here they are. Remember my bad timing when I stopped by your booth at the carnival? I remember you saying that Skink was acting crazy.
Well, he was acting crazy. The security guard kicked him out of the carnival, didn't he?
Liz, read this verse right here. Proverbs 26, verse 18. Start right there.
Suppose a crazy person shoots flaming arrows that can kill.
Cool. Verse about Skink.
No, I don't think it's talking about Skink, although he was crazily shooting arrows.
Yeah.
Spike, read the next verse there.
A man who lies to his neighbor and says, "I was only joking," is just like that person.
Wow.
Oh, man, those verses are talking about guys like me. I lied about stealing the shoes and then told Scooter I was just joking. I acted just as crazy as Skink.
That's right. I think all three of you have some explaining to do.
Yeah.
It sure is a lot easier to do something wrong than it is to make a right again.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for your help, Grandpa. We better get started on our list, guys. Come on. Oh, Scooter. First, I want to apologize to you. We shouldn't have been pretending we were going to steal those shoes. Next time I start joking about sin, I'm going to think about an arrow wildly flying through the air.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
KidsCorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at Facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Linda Weedle. Lizard Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.